Before I call the meeting to order, the microphones are all on, and this, because this is audio recorded, it goes on the website. We have to make sure, please, we speak into the microphones.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the meeting of the Festival Advisory Board for Monday, January 22nd. And everybody's here but Laura Reed right now, and she's on her way. Actually, she's coming right now. I see her walking in. Did everybody have a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion. Okay. I'll second.
All right, it's been made seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Awesome, we did it. Hey, I remembered Debbie.
Good job.
All right, parents of interest and citizens, Eric, would you like to say anything to us today?
Good.
You're good? Okay, just thought I'd ask. Okay, guys, so we have a few things on the agenda today. Remember, I did ask you guys to bring a mission statement. We'll do that next. But first, we're going to do an adoption of a policy for placement of informational signs at the vocal point. What is...
Do your election of chair.
Oh, shoot.
She was like, yes, she thought she'd done it already.
Yeah.
Dang it. I thought I was doing really well. This is why I don't want to be chair. Because I obviously can't
read. Can't
you
be
were doing well.
Do you guys want to do them at the end or do you want to do them now?
Matters not.
We can move them to the end and I can do this whole meeting.
Yep.
Or we
go.
Okay, but then we'll have them at the end and I will not be chair. All right, just so you know. This is it. We'll move it to the end, Debbie.
Okay,
so the first item on the agenda is the adoption of a policy for placement of informational signs at the vocal point.
There. If you all read your packet, mm-hmm. it's the thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you agree with Shannon, there's a motion at the bottom of the page
okay.
that you can make.
Right. I saw that. So who wants to read that motion? Has everybody read it? Did you guys read it?
No.
I read it.
But
do
I
we need to read it?
Well, we were supposed to read it because okay. we have to make a motion.
Right. I read it.
Yes, I read it. I don't have it in front of me to read it off of.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead.
The whole thing?
The motion, yes. The whole.
At the bottom.
Yeah, the motion. The staff recommends that.
Oh.
After that, okay. make a motion on that, after that sentence. He's got to read it to himself first, make sure he's
I don't. No, I don't see that.
Don't see
it. Very, very bottom.
Okay.
Just above the please let me know. That staff mm-hmm. recommends.
Oh, right here.
Page 4.
Oh, page
That's
4.
Wait, gosh.
Page 2, okay.
Okay, what does it say?
All right.
Here you go. There
you have it. I was going to say I have his
point. Oh, I had that page. I just passed it.
I don't know if I could read that anyways.
On August 5th, 2013, the Urban Renewal Agency of the City of Kaiser adopted resolution UR2013-160, adopting policies for placement of informational signs at the focal point. Copy attached. Is this the right one?
You don't need to read the whole thing.
Oh,
just where it says. I don't.
Right here.
I read it, but what?
Just
where was it?
Staff recommends that.
Well, I can't find it again.
Is it the whereas the sign code? Is it the whereas one?
No, it's.
No.
Staff recommends that the board pass a motion to recommend that the city council adopt a resolution similar to UR2013-160.
That's his motion,
he
right?
He read the motion, yes.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Nope. Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Wait, who seconded?
Donna.
Donna.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that, where'd it go? That that the board pass a motion to recommend that the Kaiser City Council adopt a resolution similar to UR2013-160, and I will make reference, it's for adoption of a policy for placement of informational signs at the vocal point. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, done. All right, established KFAB mission statement. So, I hope some of you at least read and understood what that meant. If you would have went to the website and looked under KFAB, you would have seen a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that purpose is like six sentences. Out of that purpose, or even out of our own words, we want to draw out a mission statement. So, Carlos, what did you have? Because you said you wrote something up.
Promoting community health and development by connecting people, ideas, and resources.
Dang.
Ooh. Dang.
Nice.
I so move we accept what he just said.
Read it slow, Carlos.
Promoting community health and development by connecting people, ideas, and resources.
That sounds like a mission statement.
Okay, well, this isn't very good.
I know, I just threw mine away too.
So that, and so if we look at the purpose here, it says to research options for development of a community calendar, festivals, you know, it talks about research, which is the resources. Do we want to add anything in there about events or festivals at all? Do we want to put that word in there, though?
I think that would be important.
Yeah.
So where would we insert that, though, in that mission statement? Where would we insert the word events or festivals? Right after health?
Community health, festivals, and development.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah.
Sure.
Because I think those words need to be in there. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need research and development in there also?
No, because I think when he said develop, when you develop something, you're researching
right.
it anyway.
Okay.
Right?
What about marketing?
That
was the only other thing I think that should possibly
yeah,
be in there.
Yeah, I mean, so. I just...
That's part of promoting. Marketing yeah. is promoting. And he said promote. So that's marketing.
Well, I'm wondering just a little bit about health, that piece of it, because that could
so
be
take
a little
out,
bit misleading,
so if
I
we,
guess.
Okay, so if we took out health, and we put that's where we put events and festivals.
And the reason why I put, sure, I totally get where you're coming from. The reason why I put health in there is because it's getting people to get out of their houses and getting involved in our events. So that in itself is being healthy.
Right, and I read it as, or I'm listening to it as community. the health of the community,
health
not
the community.
Actually physical body, but
right.
the health
that's,
of the community.
Yeah, I think that's an important distinction to make. Cause,
right, and that's, well, that's how I heard it, was the health of the community.
Because they could mean both, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's important to clarify
sure.
a little
is
bit, because
sure.
otherwise we kind of go into
so now,
purviews that
so
aren't
So now
ours.
Read it, can you read it?
Do you want it promoting the health of the community?
Oh.
No.
Engagement? No, how about engagement of the community?
I agree with Laura. We should just leave health out of it.
I kind of do, too.
So engagement.
Maybe we
should
put in well-being.
Community?
Yeah, or well-being. I like that word.
Okay, so.
Okay, community well-being instead of health?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think.
Because I agree. It could
yeah,
be.
Okay,
it
go
could
ahead.
Be
so after you do that, could you read what?
Promoting community well-being, festivals, and development by connecting people, ideas, and resources.
Love it.
Did we have promote in there?
Yes,
yeah.
Promoting.
Oh, promoting was the beginning word, okay.
Yeah.
Should we have something about engaging in there or not?
The community servant advisory council research feasibility for developing venues for events and festivals to streamline policies and ordinances to allow one-stop shop for all future event promoters to identify and research options for development of the community calendar and to develop marketing plan and strategy to advance. Kind of repeats itself a couple times in there, but I think we have the key words. I think the key words here are promote, events, and festivals.
And community.
Community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those are the key words.
Mm-hmm.
And if those four key words are in that mission statement.
Events isn't in there.
Events?
Promoting community well-being, festivals, and development by connecting people, ideas, and resources.
You definitely need events in there.
Well, I thought we said
festivals.
Yeah. Festivals and events.
Are the same thing.
Are the same kind of thing, aren't they?
No.
Agreed.
I agree.
Agree. So just yeah put events
covers
everything.
Yeah.
Take out,
yeah.
Take out
and
festivals,
take out
put in events.
And then try it again.
Okay. Promoting community well being, events and development by connecting people, ideas and resources.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I like
that sounds
the conciseness
official.
Of it too.
Yeah, I do too. Gosh, Carlos, thank you.
Way to go,
I
Carlos.
Think he should be chair.
No.
Everybody be
no.
thinking about that one.
No. I can't do it.
Are you co-chair?
Whatever. No, that was very good, though. I appreciate you guys looking into this and thinking about that, because I was thinking about it, too, and obviously my statement wasn't as concise as his, so I'm glad he came up with something. I just knew that you just got to take these key words out of there and make sure you have those key words in a mission statement. So, very good.
Yes.
Good
we
job,
have
Carlos.
It. Good job, guys. Do we need to adopt that or anything, Debbie?
It probably would be a good idea.
Okay, so I need to go ahead. Carlos, you want to make a motion to adopt that mission statement?
I make a motion that we adopt promoting community well-being, events, development by connecting people, ideas, and resources.
As our mission statement.
As our mission statement.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any more discussion about it? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Good job, you guys.
Good
okay,
job,
so we had talked about going out and visiting neighborhood associations, and that could obviously be on our goals for 2018, so we could actually probably do these together. I think we should start with what our goals are. We only meet four times, and you know, one of the times we have to vote on the bands that are going to be at Kaiser Rapids. One of the things this advisory board likes is when you and Walry comes and just kind of lets us know how the Iris Fest is going and what you guys are all doing, so we can kind of make sure that we can tell the council that, yeah, we heard it and everything's great kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like that maybe if they could come in April. So I think the goals, when we set goals, is we want to hear about the Iris Fest. We want to talk about the bands with Clint. So Clint has to have, does he know that he has to have the bands done by that April meeting?
And he always makes sure, yes.
Okay, perfect.
And so you want the bands from that we've already discussed for the Iris Festival, right?
So basically, yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. We want to hear about that.
We've already picked them.
Yeah. You have? Who are they?
Oh,
you don't know yet?
Yeah, I got to, yeah. That's well, okay. No, we did, but okay. We were all writing it down, but I just didn't write.
And bring that? Okay.
You have till April.
That's okay. we just like to know what the chamber's doing so that we can, you know, maybe work together and, you know, if they need any of our advice or if they need us to go to council or do anything like that, then we can do that for you. That's kind of what we're here for, too.
Okay.
So anything like that throughout the year that we can put on here. So I think one of the goals is I think we need to work more closely with the chamber because we want to work with the calendar. We've talked about that before, and it's gotten way, way better.
Yes.
But between the city calendar and the chamber calendar, they pretty much need to be as far as like all events and things going on in Kaiser, the chamber is going to have more information than the city, but the city is still going to have a lot of information. So my goal is to make sure, at least on my end, what I think is one of my goals is to work closely with the chamber in producing this and making sure that this calendar is open to everyone in the city to see and that it coincides a lot with the city, but yet it may have more than the city, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you guys have different things on your calendar that the city's not going to have. So, but I need to make sure that everything that we have on the city as far as events goes on that chamber one. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see more of the events that go on here, too, at the community center that could be open to the public on the city calendar. I don't see that very often. Young Life, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you have to work with Christian on that.
Okay.
Okay. It's always turned out that no.
Well, these are public events, though, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't think Young Life is.
It's a ticketed event, so it's a public event.
I suppose. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have that part of that.
Okay.
That's not part of my job, so I really
okay.
don't know.
That is something that we have been actively working on.
Okay.
With
Christian or...
With the chamber and the city to cross information on our website.
Perfect. And that's what we want.
We've been actively talking about that and really trying to get that implemented on, like I said, the chamber website versus and all the information that the city has and just kind of
putting it together.
Putting it all together.
Good. Because that's a goal. I mean, because eventually we're going to have a reader board out front that's going to talk about events and things are going on, so I'm hoping that we get that in the next year or two. I think we're almost at the 5-year mark where we can get that reader board. I'm going to ask for it this year, this next budget cycle, actually, that it get put up because this place is full all the time now, and there's lots of things going on that we may not have on the chamber calendar that we have on the city and vice versa. Surf Fest, you know, I mean, there's so many things that are open to the public that people can just come up here, you know, and see versus the private events, so. So hopefully we get that reader board up, and that's one of my goals is to talk about it this next budget cycle.
Is that going
to
be here at the city building?
Yeah, it's going to be right out front here on Chamawa.
Okay, so that's board. Not going to be part of the focal point signage?
No.
Okay.
Is that a KPAP goal?
I would think it's a goal. I mean, we talked about it for several years. This money is supposed to have been put away for this, but I'm not sure that that's been happening.
Yeah, it has been, but
But it's, we need to, I think we need to hurry up the process though, and not wait so long to get this reader board up, because just because there's so much now going on in the city, and Chamawa now is a pretty busy kind of road now with that roundabout, that a lot of people can see what's going on. So I think that's more of a, we need it in the next budget cycle. So for my, so a goal I think for all of us needs to be, we need to go to city council and say, let's get this sign up. Even if we have to utilize TOT dollars, let's get that sign up. And TOT dollars are tourism dollars, by the way. I didn't know. Unless we're going to get a new hotel opening at the end of this year, that's going to bring in more TOT dollars for next year. So we got to get that reader board up. So another goal, obviously, is the bands. Now, on the bands, if for those of you that don't know, if the bands are the same as last year or the year before and we've already approved them, they won't come before us again. But Clint always has, he always still gives us the list of all of them are coming, but he always lists some of the new ones. And my recommendation to you guys is go to those websites or go to, because he always has a place, a trailer or something you can listen to the bands and make sure that we think that will draw in people, you know, or it's a, Clint's pretty good about making sure these bands are good, but it's just our job to kind of make sure that they're going to be appropriate for all ages at our park.
What is, remind me the procedure of bands who want to play. Do they just contact Clint? Is there a place on the website to have an application?
I don't know how Clint does that. I mean, because we've always let Clint handle that, and then he's just brought them to us.
But
so
I have given him. I saw him there. That was really good, and I got their card, and I gave it to Clint. So I think that he gets it by word of mouth as well.
As well?
Yeah, I've passed on information.
Because there's a couple of teachers at McNary have a band that play in a lot of the local venues, and they're fantastic, and
I think we need to get that. The sooner you get that to Clint, though, the better, just because he will finalize his list in April.
It's starting now.
Okay, yeah, so I should contact Clint, or the band should, or
the band.
Well, the band can, and then you can just make a recommendation.
I would definitely let Clint know.
Okay,
let Clint know that. Clint's
contact info on the website there. Or?
Under KRA, I think. Yeah.
Because I think if you talk to the teacher, say, okay, this is the person to whom you need to call, and just call Clint ahead of time and tell him that you're sending them there. I think a local band like that would just draw lots of people.
They're
that
fantastic,
would be awesome.
And they played here at they've played
so,
here already. So
what else do you guys should be a goal for what we should be doing?
Yeah,
please.
Vote on bands at the summer concerts at the amphitheater. Stay informed about the Iris Festival. Work with the Chamber on events and calendars. Have community center public events on both calendars. Reader board at the front of the community center.
That sounds like a lot of goals.
So what's this visiting neighborhood associations? Is this you?
We're not. We kind of bypassed that for a minute because I wanted to do the goals first to see.
I thought I heard
What was our thought on that? Does anybody remember what our thought was on that?
On what?
The talking points, why we wanted to visit the neighborhood associations or the talking points for visiting them?
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump.
No, it's fine.
Are you done with the goals?
Oh, yeah. Anybody think of anything else that... Remember, we're meeting four times in a year.
Yeah,
so.
I would say that's a good list for four times.
So I would suggest that you adopt them with a motion.
Okay. Let's make sure we're all done, though, first.
Uh-huh.
So we got the April meeting, and then is it June or July, Debbie?
Right here.
You could just kind of let me know.
You've got, April, that's when you'll approve the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one in July.
Mm-hmm. And then the holiday one is when we request information from anybody in the city. So that's another goal is we have to make sure that we get all the holiday events listed on the calendars, city, chamber, and, of course, hopefully our reader board will be up and help promote the – I just think we need to figure out how maybe we can help promote the parade with the chamber, how we can partner with them maybe to help promote that. Because that's a great parade.
So that's the October meeting.
So that's in the October meeting, yes.
And that's a goal as well, right? Promote the holiday parade?
Yes.
Okay. And get holiday events listed on all calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the reader board, if it's up.
Yeah, the reader board, she's got that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll promote it on the reader board if we can get it. I'm going to really push for that, though. Budget is in May, and so I would like to fill out, with your permission, I think we have to have it done before our next meeting. I would like to fill out a budget request. And I'm going to work with Chris Epley. Maybe I don't have to, but I'll talk to Chris and find out how we can maybe push this reader board up.
What type of reader board are you wanting? And have we looked at pricing? And
it was, the price tag was like 40 or 50 grand, I think.
I thought it was 50 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've been putting away 10,000, I know, for the last 3 years, but it could have been four. We're really close. I know we've got to be close. That's why I want to talk to Chris and see if we can just speed it up.
And I think talking to Chris is the way to go, just because I went to Tim and was going to fill out a budget request for KPIP, he said you really didn't want to use those for the city-sponsored committees, that he just wants that to us to come and talk to him. So
I'll talk to Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll send him an email or give him a call. Okay. Anybody else think we need to be doing anything other than that right now?
Sounds busy.
Have another eclipse.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the goals for 2018?
I make a motion that we approve the goals for 2018.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the goals for 2018. Any more discussion on those? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Awesome. Motion passes. Okay, so this last thing was talking points for visiting neighborhood associations. Debbie, could you?
You asked me to put this on the agenda.
I know.
It was
something Kathy
asked us to do.
That's all I could figure out.
I know. After you visited. I'm looking in old notes here just a sec.
Okay, a minute.
I don't think I was here.
Mm-mm. Well, we have to look at the minutes. I read over it, but I don't see.
Oh, it's not in these minutes.
No, it was way back.
Yeah, it was way back.
Yeah.
Before the eclipse event. Mm-hmm. I took over everything and then, took everything off.
We should have another one.
So can we put this on April then? And then find out why we had it on here first. So
you want to talk to Kathy?
Yeah, I can talk to Kathy.
Table it.
So we'll table it till April. That'll give us two things.
We didn't talk
to do.
About it last meeting at all.
We talked about talking about it.
No. We talked about talking
about
it.
I don't see it's not in the minutes. We just
maybe
kind of like we just did just now.
We did the total eclipse debriefing, holiday event planning. So one of the things I think that needs to be on the agenda every month is because we have a parks board rep and a chamber rep, I think that they need to be, we've got the chamber report on here, but I would like a parks report.
Okay.
So,
and maybe we can add for the talking points for visiting neighborhood associations on there about events that are going to be happening that it's going to be affecting their neighborhoods.
Oh,
I know I have a lot of runs that affect the neighborhood association up at Gubser. Mm-hmm. I have a run that affects the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association for the and so maybe those could be
the bike. Round
there's
rodeo.
The monster, yep.
Debbie, yes. It was discussed back on the February 27th of 2017 meeting.
Oh,
I see it on the agenda.
And what did it say?
It was just on the agenda.
So
then let me go back one more.
So we may not have discussed it, though. We may have tabled it at that time, too, so and didn't talk about
didn't
it. But
it was.
I agree with Carlos, though.
Yeah.
Talking points are all these events that happen in these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They have
and
meetings.
Closed roads for parades.
And they have
and
meetings like Gubser Neighborhood Association meeting. West Kaiser has a Neighborhood Association meeting. Southeast has a Neighborhood Association. Those are the only three that are active right now. But
right.
We talked about it in January at the 23rd meeting also, but it was nothing was.
No,
it's
was
just on the agenda.
For several months.
Yeah.
It was never addressed.
So are we thinking about like if we have.
Speaking more, Donna.
Sorry. If we have something on the calendar, then at our meeting we should assign persons to attend
yeah,
the neighborhood.
Yeah, because Moore goes to the Southeast Kaiser,
that's
so she
affected.
Could automatically do that one.
I go to the West Kaiser one.
And you go to the West Kaiser
not
one?
Not everyone, but I mean, I've been to a few.
So he could report there, and then we just need someone to go to the Gubser.
I go to both Gubser, West, and I used to go to McNary when I had the Jingle Dash over there, but it's not
so you
there
know
anymore.
What? Maybe we need to do the talking points right now just see if we can come up
at
with
least
a couple
we can get
because,
them out.
Because the runs are going to be in May, and you need to go in April.
Mm-hmm. And Hirsch,
right,
didn't
that.
Hirsch just put East Kaiser Association?
Together. So that's the Southeast.
That's the Southeast.
That's the one
oh, okay.
that Laura.
Yes.
Bob.
West Kaiser.
West Kaiser.
It's usually held here.
So talking points could be the events that occur in their neighborhood, the runs.
Or affect their neighborhood.
Doesn't Monster Cookie go?
Yeah, we've had people come talk to them before. I mean, as Southeast Kaiser, we've had people come discuss those events from the pedestrian bike committee
right.
one, and so they usually do a really good job about that. But we need to, I guess, just make sure it happens.
Yeah, I mean, and if we come as a representative of the Kaiser Festival Advisory Board Committee. Too, and just say, look, this is what's going on. This is kind of what's going on this year, and we'll try to keep you informed of anything else that happens at a later date. Just to let them know that we are communicating with them as a city. So those are a couple of the talking points. So we got the runs. We could also
make
sure.
We have dates for the runs that we want to do for right now, or
Carlos,
do we...
what do you have?
This year, I changed the runs to. All the runs will be on May 19th, which is a Saturday. I won't have a two-run day anymore for the Iris Festival.
Okay.
So all of them are going to be going through, or the big ones, the certified runs will be going through the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association. But then the fun run will be up and down River Road, and it'll all be on May 19th.
Okay, and so for more information, they can go to the Chamber website?
Yes. I'm just about ready to release everything. Finalizing the details, and I'll get it all released, and then to our website, our webmaster, to get it out up there on our website.
And I know that the Monster Cookie was April, I think it's
29th. 29th. I think it's the 29th, but let's see, what is that?
And I know that Hirsch may still talk about it, but we still need.
Usually on a Sunday?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, April 29th.
Okay.
Are we doing that, Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Hirsch just reports that to us. And
we're going to be in shape this year.
Going to be in shape. Oh, you guys weren't in shape last year when you did it, were you?
That was the first ride
that.
We
my
did for the whole year.
First one ever in my entire life that long.
Yeah, I should start going before that. Okay, so there's two talking points. And if you guys can think of anything else, like maybe what's on the agenda about the bands, maybe as we get the bands done in April, then maybe you could go to another meeting or something just to let all the neighborhood associations know about what bands have been voted on and will be for the summer series and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So people can advertise that.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, is word-of-mouth advertising. And sometimes the neighborhood associations know this stuff and sometimes they don't. Different people come sometimes and they don't either. So you're just doing a quick 5-minute update is all you're doing, okay? So maybe every meeting we could talk about maybe different talking points that you could take to them at another time. Just an idea. Okay. Anything else on that?
Okay. Just that we started talking about this in October 2016.
Yeah, and we're just now doing it, so it's a good thing, huh? Sorry, there was something called an eclipse that kind of ate us all up. Swallowed
Literally.
Us, as you recall.
So I'll remind you all, because I don't know when you're going to go and if you're going to decide here at the meeting, which meetings you're going to go to.
Who's doing what meetings, right?
Yep, so...
You have events that would affect their neighborhood, like runs, like on May 19th is the Chamber runs, Monster Ride, which is April 29th, and an update on the bands.
And we probably won't have that. I mean, they may go to the March Association meeting or something, but we got, she's going to Southeast Kaiser, he's going to go to, Carlos is going to go to Gubser, and... Shaq is going to go to West Kaiser.
I go to Kaiser too as well because they're run. So
just go with him.
We do.
Okay.
I'm there for both of them.
That's fine.
And I think so far of what we've been talking about, it's not just the events that affect the associations, but also helping get the word out.
That's true.
So yeah,
the whole gamut. And then maybe later in the year, then we talk about the bands that are going to be for the summer series. Maybe we talk about. Events that are coming up, and then go one more time.
Amphitheater, like the Homegrown Theater.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. The Homegrown Theater now theater has their own home right next door.
And so the Kaiser Heritage in general, the whatever events or displays, perhaps we can, at least put that on the community calendar. Make sure, and I think they are a lot already, but that's something that we can do for this board.
Well, people at least need to know, too, that now they're in Kaiser. They're always going to be in Kaiser, and the plays are going to be here now.
Mm-hmm.
And for more information,
and they have
where can
a season coming up already. In fact, I could give you that information. This is Kaiser Homegrown Theater. But the Art Association also has a variety of things.
They're still going to do Shakespeare in the Park, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
The museum, too.
Yeah, they are still going to. Yeah. Because the museum has an open house this Friday, and so, yeah.
The library, too, has it next, doesn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we can, and I'm on the Heritage Board, so I can bring that information.
Should we maybe put that on the agenda every month, or every meeting, a Heritage community. Board report?
We can do that, yeah. I mean, because they have events and stuff there, and that's part of what we do, obviously. So I think, and Laura can do that since she's on the Heritage Board. So Laura can make that report. So you got Carlos making the chamber, Donna doing the park, and Laura doing the Heritage. Okay. Okay. So that's a good. Those are good talking points, you guys. And if you can think of other talking points, go for it.
You know? From the neighborhood associations, from everybody who's gone there and given their
report? Yeah, they can bring back anything that they have, maybe ideas or what they want to see us doing. I mean, why not?
That's pertinent to our mission.
That's pertinent to our mission. That is correct.
Oh, nice.
Well, I have the season. I don't have the dates. I should have the dates somewhere. But I have the Kaiser Homegrown Theater season for 2017. Or 18. So they're doing the Brothers Grimm Spectacular, Fox on the Fairway, The Tempest, and Quality of Life. So The Tempest will be their Shakespeare in the Park. So anyway, I can figure out those dates. I need to pay attention better in meetings.
Well, now you do, because now you have to make a report.
Yes, well, I...
Okay, so has anybody helped any other new or old business before I move on to the chamber report? Awesome. Okay, Carlos, what's going on? January, but I know you still have a lot going on. What just happened?
We just got done with our First Citizens Banquet. Went off pretty well. Another sold-out event. 2 years now has been sold out, so it's been really nice. We had I think it went off pretty smooth, really smooth. And then now we're gearing up for our next big event. We have been we meet every Thursday at 2:00 for the Kaiser Festival. Getting that and appointing, we added a new chair to it.
Who's the chair?
Bobby Canini, and she is the community stage event coordinator.
Oh, okay.
And we're picking bands. We've already kind of started. We had a few meetings, but now private now are opened up to all the chairs now to where we'll be going nonstop with that.
Could you, so. For the record, since this is an audio, could you let us know who won the awards on Saturday night?
Yes. let's see. So Joe Egli was the Kaiser First Citizen. Yeah. And then we had Larry Jackson was the Merchant of the Year. We had...
Jason
Flores. Yeah, he's my buddy. We had Jason Flores, who was Educator of the Year, and then we had Matt Lawyer. Both of those were, I liked that none of them knew.
What was Matt Lawyer's award?
President's Award.
President's Award.
I don't think anyone knew. Maybe Egli, but
I think he's the only one that knew. But we all met later, and I asked and I was watching all their expressions the whole time. And when we met later, I asked every one of them, "Did you know? When did you know?" And they're just like going, "You know, when they said the one thing, and it was one key word that each of them had."
Yeah, I think,
they're going, "No,
I think
really
I think Joe may have because everybody else knew."
Right. Joe. And I think he knew, but none of the others knew, and it was
Matt didn't.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. When they called his name, he still sat there, remember?
Yeah.
And his wife's pushing
stunned.
Him. Like,
yeah.
They were stunned. It was nice.
So I was on the board with Danielle and Ted Agnes and who else was there?
Donath.
And there were some good, there was quite a bit of people on that sheet that we really had to narrow down, and it was a tough decision, but
oh, I bet.
It was It was good.
It always is. We have so many deserving people in this community that it's hard to just get it down to one for sure.
Some of the discussion, too, after that was maybe going back to some of the old ways of having the past recipients of the awards start sitting on the board and picking the new ones.
I thought that
was a fabulous idea, and I don't know when it went away from that, but I think the past recipients that were the awarded should be on the on that committee picking.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we'll see where that discussion
passing
goes.
The torch.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything else?
Pertinent that I can discuss of no.
All right, Donna, we're going to stick Parks in here now.
Actually,
what's going on?
It was Nathan Bauer, not John.
I haven't been to a Parks Board meeting for a couple of months, so I don't have anything to report.
Okay, no worries. All right, so now we're going to go to number two.
Whoa.
Election of chair and vice chair, and then we'll be out of here. Look how quick that was, you guys. I can't believe we did this good. Yeah. Can you spell his name?
Kanini. It's a her. It's spelled like a boy, B-O-B-B-Y. Okay. And it's K-N-I-N-I.
It's
C. Kanini.
No, it's K.
It's K.
It's K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's K.
Not Italian.
That was like canine.
No. Can. Like so Can Staff. She owns Can Staff Employment Services.
Yeah.
Yeah, so C-A-N.
I make a motion that Bob be chair and Carlos be co.
Oh, I'll second that.
And I'll third that.
No, how about Carlos be chair? No, Bob.
Well, she said co.
You're chair and he's co.
Been training for you since your next president-elect.
Yeah. And you're co-chair right now.
You learn
now
how
anyway,
to
so
run
so
meetings
just
and everything.
Up.
Yeah.
Although,
co-chair right now?
Yeah, you're co-chair right now.
I'm just co-chair.
So moving along.
All right, so any more nominations?
I would like to nominate Sherry for vice chair.
Yes.
Okay. Look at her face.
Yes, thank you.
Carlos.
I think Carlos should be.
Nope.
Look at how involved he is with the chamber and all the runs and as much stuff as I'm going to be doing next year.
Man. I know.
So it'd be nice to partner up with someone that's involved in as much as I am in the chamber and the city. Not that you aren't, but.
Sherry, do you want it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't
either
matter.
Either way.
Sherry gets it. Sherry wants
it.
Way. She's just trying to get out of it.
If
he is fairly new to the committee, by
out,
the way.
But
that's
throwing
why
this
I
out
don't
there,
wanna.
If Bob is already super busy and you're already super busy, that would really suck since we only meet four times a year.
Good idea.
To not have one or the other.
Yes.
So I move that. Him and I do it.
I agree.
Yes, I
him and who?
That.
Bob and I.
Bob and you?
Good call.
I'd be
that's
out.
Awesome.
I'll second that move.
Okay, now do we have any more?
I'm way too new.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, there we go. Bob and Sherry, you got this.
Yes.
All right.
Good job.
I tried, okay. I brought it out
there. Yay. Anything else, you guys?
Nice meeting, old chair.
We got a lot done.
Yeah, you did.
We really did in 45 minutes. That was pretty good.
And for the good minutes. Of the meeting, go ahead and put me on for another term after May.
You still
right,
have to go through the thing. Oh,
right. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. No worries. Yes. Yeah. Since we just voted her on there, she needs to go for another term. All right. Anything else, you guys, for the good of the order here?
No.
Bam. We're adjourned.
Sweet.
Yay.